invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well on the YouTube channel. Search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just 2 days until Election Day, and our new ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning has Kamala Harris in a 49-46 lead over Donald Trump. That's within the margin of error, and it's exactly the same lead as in the seven battleground states. By now, most people have an opinion about the election, and for many, not positive, including Candy Cook of New Hampshire.
This election, in my opinion, is one of the worst I've ever seen. The candidates, in my opinion, sorry, but I think they're all baboons.
And could there be an eighth swing state? The Des Moines Register's new poll showing a virtual tie between former President Trump and Vice President Harris in Iowa. That's a state that Trump won comfortably twice. More than 50,000 customers in the Oklahoma City area are without power after severe storms and possible tornado activity. Three people killed when a helicopter crashed in rural Louisiana. It happened last night. Kalkesko Parish, the sheriff's office says the FAA and NTSB will investigate.
The Badgers lose to the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost to the Hawkeyes on a rainy night in Iowa City. The final 42-10 in favor of Iowa. Wisconsin heads into a bye week with a record of 5-4. Baseball, the Brewers making roster moves. Starting pitcher Freddie Peralta will be back next season, but right-hander Colin Ray and catcher Gary Sanchez will not. NBA, the Bucks hoping to snap their losing streak at home, but lost to the Cavaliers, 114-113. The Bucks are now 1-5. On what went wrong.
Oh, it comes to the little things. I think there was a lot of possession. We got to figure out the ways to play faster, get more shots up, get some second chances, dive on the ball, get some extra possessions. But I'm happy, you know, with the threes that we shot. We shot 38 threes. Last game, we shot 42 threes. This game, 38 threes. We got to keep on keeping that number up just to give ourselves a chance to win the game. That's pretty much it.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain for your Sunday, highs near the 50-degree mark, and breezy southeast winds up around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, rain continues, lows in the mid-40s, gusty south winds, rain on Monday, and highs near 60.
It's 42 at our studios.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Brassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Music on the way in this hour from the Lonesome River Band, Steve Thomas and the Time Machine, Benson, Mylon Miller, and a conversation with Mark Newton. It is my great honor to be speaking with him today and welcoming him back to bluegrass music after a long hiatus. And he's got a brand new song to share with us as well. That's all straight ahead. And it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass. We're going to kick it off right now with a little help from Sister Sadie. Here's All Will Be Well.
Apologies for the delay, folks. Here is your broadcast from Peace Lutheran.
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are here.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
You as a father, I beg the congregation to please stand as we continue and speak responsively the introit from our Psalms, which, yes, talk to us about the goodness of God. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and all places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living that, together with them, we may come to unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our readings.
The first reading is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in reading the gradual?
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We speak together the Nicene Creed, which has joined the faith of many people who have gone before us and continues in and through us. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated. Those children that are present may come forward for a children's message at this time. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. I am so glad that you are here on this day in which we are celebrating. We are celebrating All Saints Day, and we are celebrating that connected to this congregation of peace. Did you know that you are numbered with the saints? You are numbered with the saints. Do you know when you were numbered with the saints? In your baptism. When you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, your sins were washed away. And another word for santos, or saint, is santos, or santos is simply means holy. Those are holy without sin. So you are numbered with the saints because have your sins been washed away with Jesus' blood? In baptism they have been. And so you are saints. And so this day is this day when we remember all who have been baptized, all who have been forgiven. And does Jesus' forgiveness just extend to you and the people here that are gathered today? Or is Jesus' forgiveness for all people? All people. Now I know our Sunday school children have been working on the theme verse for this year, Psalm 100 verse 5. Can you guys help say the theme verse with me this morning? For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So you are a generation that our Lord has been faithful to, and your parents' generation, your grandparents' generation, and theirs before them, God has been faithful to. He's been faithful in forgiving sins and making you part of his family. So that is why we're celebrating on what we call All Saints Day, that God has been faithful in giving you forgiveness, making you saints with those who have also been baptized in the name of our Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to join me and say an echo prayer, and then we're going to sing a song that thanks and praises God for remembering us and all through the waters of baptism. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making me a saint. Thank you for making me a saint. Through baptism in your Son's name, through baptism in your Son's name, please help me, always remember this special gift. Always remember this special gift and give you thanks and praise. And give you thanks and praise. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please join me in singing our hymn 935.
Jesus, dear friends in Christ, God's peace be with you on this day as we celebrate 55 years of Peace Congregation and remember all those who have gone before us, all those who are in God's kingdom now. What a thrill, what a privilege it is for Lori and me to be back at peace. To celebrate this congregation that came together from two congregations becoming one 55 years ago. Today, Lori and I thank God for this place. Our time here was brief, but it was incredibly blessed. 3 short years. And yet during those 3 years, our lives, our thoughts about ministry, our understanding about how God worked in and through His church were shaped in powerful ways. For the last 3+ decades, we've thought about you, we've talked about you, and we've told others about you. We just hope that much of what we remember is really true. What a day. What a day to celebrate a congregation's anniversary. And what a theme verse you've chosen for this celebration. Psalm 100, a psalm that invites us to rejoice, to worship, to remember the steadfast love, mercy, and faithfulness of our God. Would you read it with me? Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. There are many things we could focus on in these few psalm verses. It seems to me there are four themes that as we think about them and remember them and talk about them this morning, they remind us of all that peace has been, and we pray all that peace will continue to be the years as we move into the future. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. It's not just a suggestion, it's a call. It's a call for all creation to rejoice in the goodness of God. It's so easy to get caught up in our work, in our responsibilities, in our hobbies, in our pastimes, in our busy lives, that sometimes we struggle to focus on the goodness of God, the beauty of His creation. But again today, the psalmist reminds us to lift up our voices, our hearts, our minds, to praise and worship our Creator, to do it everywhere, but to do it especially within the life and heartbeat of a congregation. And the psalmist reminds us to do it all the time, with every breath we breathe and every time our heart beats. It's no surprise to me that today's worship is filled with music. I'm reminded of the wonderful music ministry that was here when Lori and I were here. Gail Andrews and Carla Betcher and Colleen Patterson led the choir and the music, and we had so much fun planning our worship services. And then there was your Joy Trio, and Mary Halpin, Chris Sikora, Jane Strand, and how they sang new songs, sang them here and at the Peace Center, at Camp Luther, on the lakeshore. Week after week, we worshiped, we sang songs old and new, songs about the never-changing love of Jesus, our Savior. Make a joyful noise. So today, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, with all the saints who have gone before us, and all of us here today, we thank and praise God for His blessings. For His blessings in this congregation. Think about it. all of the times we have made a joyful noise in this place. Baptisms, weddings, confirmations, anniversaries, funerals, worship, fellowship. Today's celebration makes a joyful noise as we witness and celebrate the mercy, forgiveness, and goodness of our God. The psalm continues, serve. Serve the Lord with gladness. Service in God's kingdom is the response of gratitude. It's a response for all that God has done in and through us, starting in our baptism, as the children reminded us this morning, and sticks with us every day of our lives until our Heavenly Father calls us home, and our service changes over time. When we're young, we serve in one way. When we're middle-aged, we serve in another way. And when we're in our latter years, there's yet another way to serve. As I remember it, this is a hard-working community. It's a community where life can be difficult because of climate and vocation. People in this community use their expertise and effort in factories and fields and forests and farms, in schools and service industries, in leadership and management of the natural resources of this part of God's creation. All of those things are ways to serve your neighbor, to serve your family, to serve those around us. As we gather as a Christian congregation, there are also ways to serve, and the markers of those are obvious everywhere we turn. I remember well being in the basement of this congregation where the quilters gathered. And week after week, they took bits of cloth and unused clothes and turned them into beautiful quilts. Quilts that were used here and sent around the world. And then there were those lefse queens that could make and package lefse faster than most manufacturers. And we were thankful for them in many ways, not the least of which is they taught our daughter her first foreign language, Ufta. The service here, whether fixing things or mentoring a student or caring for a senior or lending a hand to a neighbor or quietly and silently praying, has blessed so many. Service large, service small, service here, there, everywhere, done in His name, celebrates the goodness of God. What an invitation God has for us as He says, come, come into His presence with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Really? God the Father Almighty, Jesus His Son, the one and only Redeemer of the world, and the Holy Spirit who calls us into faith, really that God calls us to come into His presence? Sinful and broken though we are, you welcomed a young pastor who has so much to learn and made so many mistakes, and that you loved him, you forgave him, and you encouraged him on. God wants all of us, no matter how broken or sinful we are, to come into His presence because He is a God of love. He is the King and Lord of all who made us, who calls us to be His own in baptism, and throughout our lives blesses us with His love. One of the many things I treasured about this congregation is that it was all about people. The podcaster John Acuff likes to say, people are the point. Yes, Peace Lutheran Church is a physical location. I found it on my smart app this morning. There's a sanctuary here and a peace center over there, but peace ultimately is not about buildings, it's about people. For this congregation, as I know it, buildings were only a means to an end. The parsonage our family lived in is no longer here. Now, it's a wonderful point of access so that God's people can come and worship and praise Him in this sanctuary. When we came to Park Falls, the Peace Center was on the drawing board, and the question before the congregation was, how can Peace Lutheran Church best serve the needs of our neighbors and members and reach out into the community? The answer? 10,000 square feet of space to worship, to teach, to outreach. Being part of the facility's construction and the many ministries that it spawned was a thrill. On this side of eternity, you see, God uses places where people, ordinary people just like you and me, are called to serve Him, because people are always the point. Like every other congregation, Peace Lutheran Church has faced challenges and trials, deep grief and heartbreak. And a pastor remembers those vividly. Yet, despite those challenges, maybe because of them, faith grew. So many of you who were here 33 years ago are here today. Faith grew. God worked in and through you. He supported you through hard times, lifted you up as others supported you in prayer. And together, year after year, you rejoiced with one another in His blessings to you and in the goodness of God. Psalm 100 concludes this way. The Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness is to all generations. That's good news. Week after week, pastor after pastor, Sunday after Sunday, as you gather, you're reminded that God is for you, He is with you, He is faithful to you. God who knows the number of hairs on our heads, the God who knows our deepest thoughts and desires, the God who pains with us in our deepest heartbreaks and agonies, it's that God who's with us. It's that God who invites us to know Him and His faithfulness. It's that God who became sin for us, who bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. It's that God who promises to be with us to the very end of the age. He will never leave us. He will always hold us in His nail-pierced hands. 55 years. Today, we look back. We celebrate, we give thanks and praise. But I suspect we also look ahead. What's next? Where is God going in our midst? How will God move in this community? How will He use you and me and this congregation to serve others? New families will join, new ministries will emerge, new ways to proclaim the gospel will happen, and through it all, God will be with us. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, Psalm 100 gives us hope for today and promise for tomorrow. So as we go from here, make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with thanksgiving and know his faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
I invite the congregation at this time, please stand for the remembrance of the faithfully departed. As we do look back at those saints that have died within this past year from our last All Saints Day celebration till this service this year, knowing that the Lord has been faithful to us and the Lord is faithful to them as he has called them to their eternal rest. In joyful expectation of the resurrection of eternal life, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in faith and all those who are in our hearts and minds this day. Herman Wartgo, Neil Hageman, Irvin Engel. Let us pray. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated as we recall and continue to give thanks to the Lord as our choral anthem is sung.
Grant it in what you saw.
I invite the congregation to please stand. As we do draw near to the Lord with hearts and minds, as we approach Him through the wonderful gift that He has given to us of prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father in heaven, remember the poor in spirit who gather this day to receive your grace and steadfast love by which we are made rich in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. God, our Father, you have set apart a people for yourself and washed them in the blood of the Lamb to be your own. Restore us daily through repentance and forgiveness, and renew our hearts and spirits in holiness, righteousness, and faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy. O God, bless all ministers of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care, that the comfort of Christ's sacrifice and the joy of his resurrection may be proclaimed to all who grieve their sin and mourn their dead. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we know your deep love for us, for you have called us your children. Deepen the love of children for their parents and parents for their children. Strengthen fathers and mothers in their vocations, that they may raise their children in the way that they should go. Hear the prayers of those who long for families. Sustain all expectant mothers and their little ones. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gracious Father, remember all civil authorities in your kindness and give them wisdom, courage, and integrity. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. God of compassion, be near to the sick, the aged and infirm, the dying, the grieving, and all the afflicted. Grant healing according to your will and comfort them with the certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy Lord, gather us in the blessed sacrament around the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whom saints and archangels adore around your eternal temple. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord henceforth. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Let us remember with thanksgiving those who have gone before us with the sign of faith, for they were redeemed by God. He gave them new life through his Son in holy baptism. He nourished them in the company of his people at his holy table. In his mercy and wisdom, he summoned them to his nearer presence so that they may rest in his blissful peace forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All these things we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. At this time, we continue with the offering. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart.
I will tell of all your wonderful deeds.
Thank you. many of the wonderful deeds are done and are not necessarily on display that God has done through us, but there are those that God has done that the congregation is able to see, and these pyramids and all this morning, this banner we can see that has been made so that God's name would be given glory. And so at this time, we look to dedicate this banner. Beloved in the Lord, in his great love for us, the eternal God has taken on human flesh and joined himself to his own creation. Heaven and earth are now filled with his glory as he uses the things of this world to bring us his blessing. He has made everything beautiful in this time, so that we may behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his holy temple. It is fitting, then, that this banner be sanctified by word and prayer for use in the Lord's house. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord be with you,
and also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son is the express image of your glory, so that when we behold him, we contemplate your unending mercy. Bless and sanctify this banner, which is offered in honor of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that all who behold it may, by your grace, be strengthened in the true faith and worship you with a steadfast heart. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.